Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are wrapping up our college football week 9 crapshoot.
Hello.
We've got a lot to get to. Brian Kelly fired.
Boy, it's a wild scene out there. When you look at the jobs that are available, Penn State's available, Florida's available, LSU's available, Virginia Tech, UCLA, Stanford, with the possibility of Wisconsin coming open, the possibility of Texas coming open. Don't forget, there was a credited report that Sark's sniffing around the NFL for some unknown reason down at Texas now. Dude, this could be a serious. Oh, Oregon State's available. It'd be one of those weird, funky years.
So is Colorado State.
Yes,
you throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Better job than Oregon State's job.
Florida State, that might be open.
Yeah,
too
Florida
now.
State could be open. At this point, there's no buyout high enough.
Well, and then if coaches leave, like Nebraska could be open.
Sure. Yeah,
it's crazy. Yep. Yeah, we'll get to that. Also, we have another ex-athlete face card, a la Chance.
Yeah,
we got a new one.
Well, there's whispers too that he's dropping dimes on people.
I don't know what that means.
Wait, like right now?
Again,
what does that mean?
Take it for what it's worth. There were just some reports this weekend from actual real reporters, and it was like, you never know what to believe in any of these things. Sources. But that, you know, he may have been dropping some high-level names to try to help himself out. Look, when the feds got you by the curlies.
You talking about Chance?
Chance.
Yeah. He'll flip. Yeah. Dude, he'll roll. Why wouldn't you?
Well, he's a clutch sports guy, and so, you know, people, you know, there's the theory that he was wearing that sweatshirt on purpose, being like, hey, better come to my aid real quick here, guys. I know some things. The fact that the NBA is having like a all hands on deck, what the F? Dude, this Chance is not the only one. Chance is not the only one in the NBA that's going to be under some lights here.
Well, and we'll get into it here coming up in Stockwatch, but the NBA might be looking a little bit worse after what came out over the weekend.
A lot of people. Most importantly, Tiago Splitter era is off to a decent start.
One and one.
I mean, they lost last night, but I think they win tonight. I think they beat the Lakers.
Okay. No LeBron.
And no Luka.
Yeah. Austin Reeves, though, dropping 51 on bitches.
And that's exactly why I think they're going to win.
Love the young energy
here.
Ain't
doing that again. Yeah. Come on, babe.
Come on, son.
Last question. Who made the biggest statement in the SEC? You had A&M winning at LSU.
Yeah.
Got Brian Kelly fired.
Blew him out.
You have Vanderbilt beating Missouri, although Bo Prabula got hurt in that game, and they still...
Did you
see the end of that?
1 yard.
That was I got to tell you, Vanderbilt, Missouri was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
And the score was only 17-10.
Fun down the stretch,
That
though.
Was a fun game.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And Mizzou had a Hail Mary at the end of the game that the bro caught on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, and had he not kind of fumbled with it, there's a chance he could have fallen backwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't quite get
or
there.
Or Ole Miss at Oklahoma.
Yeah, the Ole Miss game was a nice statement there.
That was a nice statement.
You know, so, and Lane kind of doing the I'm not going anywhere thing after the game, kind of pointing.
God, I got him.
It's A&M. I mean, it's A&M. As much as I want to say Ole Miss, it's Texas A&M.
Yeah, it was a nice win.
Because whatever you think of LSU, LSU was a good squad. It's a talented squad. It had fallen on some hard times. But to go into Death Valley at night and just put the nail in that guy's coffin, and now you're sitting there and you're looking at wins over Notre Dame, Auburn, Mississippi State, Florida, LSU. I mean, and now you got Missouri. But if they get by Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, Texas, I mean, that's a big-time statement win down
there. Well, what's the status
there?
Because Prabula was – he had like a – Aircast on.
Yeah, he's done.
He's toast.
He's toast.
Okay, so they could win at Missouri then.
They should win at Missouri, yes. And then at that point, you're finishing up with, again, South Carolina and basically Texas. And Texas was getting blown out by Mississippi State, and then they got a fluky return. And look, A&M is staring at an undefeated season. And so that's just, that's a monster statement game. And by the way, I thought the way the SEC had been playing out, I said, that's the sort of game now that A&M's getting all this love. That's the sort of game where LSU bows their back and makes a statement and wins. And that's just the way the SEC goes. And so to come in and stomp a mud hole in his ass, what a statement.
Well, not only that, but LSU, as bad as they've been offensively, their defense was good.
Yeah.
And
they got...
How many did Texas A&M score?
49.
49. And they scored 40-something at Notre Dame.
Yeah. So...
Yikes.
Give him credit. Look, Marcel Reed is...
I don't trust him.
He's not a great quarterback. He's not. He's not a great thrower of the football, but... 12 of 21, two touchdowns, two picks. That is the Marcel Reed experience. But, dude, the guy also runs 13 carries, 108 yards, two touchdowns. He is really dynamic. He's just an interesting guy. He's going to make every game.
Well, he's like Sellers of last year.
Yes. He makes three plays a game that you're like, oh, my God, I've never seen anyone do that. And he makes three plays a game where you're like, what the F are you doing? And yet they're just fun. They're fun to watch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.